Lingani chona njani sulugandaba yikuthi bana kuhlelo The Connection lelami u Mike Hove kwazwa for the Zimbabwe ndinomkamchira mchongwa chedu chechidiki uhlelo The Connection moyeneni Mike Hove welcome Zimbabwe Moshe TV Connection Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related now muri Zimbabwe tino urombo kutsakonisa kupa ichirongwa ichisemazwa ose silusizi ngempela zulugandaba ukuthi ngeke liyenelise ukungena kuhlelo lolu njengensu winning anyway ukuthi we're working from our homes. We apologize Mure Zimbabwe, this broadcast is not live because of COVID-19. We're all working home, meaning you will not be able to join our broadcast as per usual. Just name Mure Zimbabwe nonetheless tripano pachirongwa chedu chechidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami o Michael Hove nasi mchirongwa tukuendera mberi tichikurukura nyaya yezvechirwere checoronavirus siqhubekela pambili sithinta udaba lwemkhuhlane with coronavirus. We're going to be giving you guys an update as to how many cases there are in the country, how we got to, why there's such an increase. And I'm going to talk about cases. Every day. We look to chat to our doctor. Is this something to fear? Sikulumanje, elizweni bulabantu abanengi. Nalabantu abalo mkhuhlane we coronavirus. Those are two things we're looking to touch on. But we're also looking to touch on Tichange Chibata Zinyaya Zikari, Yezurubitka Muzukoro, Tichalisas Kangelabuma Kena Nevetu, Wele South Africa, Bona Izolo, Bavulile, Izolo, Saka, Tichange Chibata Zinyaya Zikari, Zimbabwe, Zukoro Nazo, Zuchange Zuchivura, Retichins Opti, Zimsek, Irvian Rabeli, Negadzruzo, Tono Kuti, Vana, Vakazoka Zukoro, Vachakwanisa Ku. Nyora zvakanaka asi iyo hurumende pachezvino haisati yataura kuti musi wakati ndipo pachitange zvichivhurwa zvikoro, which means a lot of parents avantwana vesikoro kanye navafundi hai bona vayakhalala besithi into yokuqala abazi vele ukuthi what's going to happen. Number two, bayakhala lo hulumende ukuthi before you even consider ukuvula isikolo, please make sure ukuthi isikolo zangkhona zihlanzekile. Ababalisi labo bayakhala ngento efanayo. So we're going to be chatting with some of the students since umbono wabo mayelana nalokho okwenzakalayo. Siphetha uhlelo lwethu namhlanje sizabe sikhangela njalo lokho okwenzakalayo kule Melika. Sichange sithabisa zvekare zviri kuita kuno kuma America apo vechidiki vari kuendera mberi varimo mumigwagwa vachiratidzira vachiti pasi nenyaya yerusarura ganda racism pansi. So that's another thing that we're going to be touching on namhla pachirongwa chedu chechidiki. That's another thing we're going to be touching on tonight on The Connection. We're going to be highlighting what is happening here in the United States of America, whereby the youth of the nation are out in arms. In Washington, D.C., today we reached day 12, whereby the youth are still out in their numbers protesting against racism and calling for justice for George Floyd. But first up, coronavirus. Sikhangele lokho okwenzakalayo pasiruse emhlabeni jikelele. As we speak, Mure Zimbabwe, over 7,150,000 people worldwide have umkhuhlane lo we coronavirus. 7,150,000 people worldwide have tested positive for COVID-19. The number is most likely increasing as we speak. So by the time we go on Msakangone Chirongwa, which is not live, the number might most likely would have increased. As we speak right now, the death toll has arisen from last week. It is currently at over 407,000 people that have died due to umkhuhlane lo we coronavirus. Sikhangela lokho okwenzakalayo elizweni tichitarisa zviri kuitika munyika. As we zone in on Zimbabwe, the number has also increased since the last time we spoke. As we speak, Mure Zimbabwe, according to the most recent information released by the Ministry of Health, 287 people in Zimbabwe have contracted COVID-19, have tested positive for COVID-19. The death toll, fortunately for us, is still at 4, has not changed for a very long time. And the number of recovered people has also increased. It is at 46. Now, according to the most recent tweets released by the Ministry of Information, Mure Zimbabwe, I'm reading, and I quote, 53,668 people have tested positive for COVID-19, 31,777 and 67, my apologies, are a result of rapid screen testing, and 21,901 are a result of PCR testing. So, can do it now? That's me, Chonga Muri Zimbabwe, Sitinta Utabalum Kushano coronavirus, Sitinta Jalu, Tabalu Skolo, Sikangela Jalu, Loko, Gonzaga, Lapo, Welem, Lapa, Welemeliga, Apotupuna, Vichitiki, Barbudano, Wandua, Vachirati Zira. If you're tuning in right now and you're listening via radio, we're broadcasting on 909 medium wave frequency, Tilipo Zokari, 4930-6040, Neba 15460 kilohertz with short wave. I must remind you, Muri Zimbabwe, this broadcast is not live. For those that like catching Ushelo Lolu, our broadcast on Facebook, this broadcast will be available on our three Facebook pages soon after the radio broadcast. So our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, Tshange Tshiposhu, Karipa, VOA Studio 7. Sakam Sakanga Muri Zimbabwe kutinya paye pakanze a like ne paye pakanze heart kuitira kuti uone kuti muripo zvakare Sakanga nokutinya pakanze share tione nehuwandu hwedu makatirira chirongwa chedu chechidiki hoshelo the connection muineni Mikeove. Chirongwa cheve chidiki chirongwa the connection. Nasi mchirongwa chukubata nyeje chirwede che coronavirus. Kwekala pambili sitinta udaba lomkushane we coronavirus. Without further ado, let's head over to an interview I had with Dr. Tinotendas Nemeza. Dr. Tinotendas Nemeza has been on the show quite a number of times. He's a doctor ngale Eparinyato Hospital. We touch on the numbers in Zimbabwe. As we speak, Muri Zimbabwe, I told you earlier on, 287 people have tested positive for COVID-19. 46 have recovered and 4 dead. Let's hear what Dr. Tinotendas Nemeza has to say.
So, to be honest, we were expecting the numbers to increase from the beginning. Mm-hmm. We were actually expecting the numbers to increase, but in the way the numbers are increasing right now is not as much as we expected or as we anticipated. And this goes throughout Africa in general. So the increase is being attributed to the community acquired COVID, but also the statistics that were being given shows that most of the increase is due to returnees that are coming back to Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but the numbers are expected to increase.
Mm-hmm. But would you say that they should be increasing at this rate? We've seen them jump over and over, excuse me, at the rate that they're increasing. We're used to increasing 1 by 1, 2, 3, but suddenly we saw 10, then we saw 100, then we saw 20, then we saw these jumps are so big.
If you notice, the jumps in other countries were actually really exponential. I think now for us it's because we are testing a bit more. That's why the jumps seem as if they are now too much, which was unexpected to as we compare to the statistics that we were getting previously. Was the jumps were a bit slow because we were testing a few people, but now we are testing a bit more, so it seems as if the increase is too much. But also I think there are a lot of confounding factors that are also affecting especially the Zimbabwean statistics, from the number of tests, from the type of tests you are conducting, and also from the returnees. I don't know where the returnees are coming from and how they are coming back, but also that also has a factor in terms of the jumps that we are seeing.
Now, let's touch on the returnees themselves. They seem to be accrediting or contributing to the biggest number of cases in Zimbabwe. Now, the conditions, let's start off with the conditions in the quarantine centers. What kind of conditions should they be staying under to ensure that they don't spread coronavirus amongst each other?
So, ideally, people in quarantine should be isolated. You should have everything available that you need. So before you enter quarantine, you're supposed to be tested ideally with PCR, so that your status is known at the beginning. And then if you develop symptoms during the quarantine period, you're also supposed to be tested. And then before you leave the quarantine center, you are also supposed to be tested, so that your status is what is known as you enter the quarantine.
Be tested three times.
Ideally, yes, okay. You're supposed to be tested three times. I'm not sure how they are functioning right now. I haven't been to any facility at the moment. The rooms are also standardized. There's a certain number of meters or square meters that is supposed to be in terms of aeration and so forth. And you're not supposed to be like in a community so that you prevent cross-infection, because you don't want someone who is infected to infect someone who came into the quarantine facility. The people are supposed to be separated. So ideally, if you didn't have the virus as you entered quarantine, the system is supposed to make you exit without the virus, ideally.
So as you know, Dr. Smemeza, Chinonzwa Chichema Chema Chiti, Wangwari Mumma quarantine centers past 21 days, Wangwarushika 21 days, that you are at Testwa. And then what test was? Zinorewe is patino taura nezo ku take a shirakotiro rage munyek.
Zinorewe kuti my standards acho akati asku asri watu tarisi. Tugu tarisi kuti wanu anengwa rumu quarantine tiva betere. Uyezwe kuti kana taona kuti ane chirwere tiregeze kuspreada chirwere kune wamwe. Zvino kana vanhu vakubuda vasina kutestwa nezvakadaro hazvinonetsa kuti tikwanise kucontrola manje chirwere ichi nenyaya yekuti tinenge tisiri kuziva chaizvo nemazvo kuti munhu anacho here kana kuti haana, uyezve kwaari kuenda kwacho ndekupi, achanosangana naanani. Saka zvinonetsa zvikuru kuti tikwanise kuongorora kuti chirwere ichi chichideredze kana zvadaro so.
Takaona vaNick Mangwana vachibudisa padande mutande paInternet vachiti hurumende iri kushoropodza vanhu vari kuita zveuori. Zanzi kune vanhu vakasungwa mumaquarantine centers ikoko vari kubvumidza vanhu kuti vabude either va 21 days outside dzasvika kana kuti vasati vatestwa. How dangerous is something like that kuti munhu ozvibvumidzawo kubuda muquarantine center asati atestwa?
Yeah, this is it's very dangerous because as we've been seeing, Kuti, this condition is really highly infectious. So it's not optional to be substandard. We can't have substandard procedures being done and people leaving the quarantine centers early before the maximum assessment has been done, because wherever kwaari kuenda ikoko chirwere ichi chinokwanisa kubatira zvekuti inokwanisa kutoita wildfire vanhu vakungowana chirwere ichi. So it's really good that we have strict measures. I don't know if you have noticed New Zealand has managed zero infections for the past 22 days, such that they've actually opened up their economy and are currently back to normal for now. So if we want to help our economy, if we want to help ourselves and also keep ourselves alive, we should be having these strict measures so that we get this disease.
All right, hold on. Let me translate what you just said, Dr. Smemeza, and then we'll continue the conversation. Yebo kambezi lukandaba, wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection, lilami uMike Wobe. Namhla kuhlelo siqhubekela phambili sithinta udaba lomkhuhlane we-coronavirus. Kuhlelo silo Dokotela Tinotela Smemeza. Ngimbuzile uDokotela Smemeza ngodaba lokuthi siyabona phela inani labantu abasebebanjwe ngalo mkhuhlane we-coronavirus elizweni lokho liqhubekela phambili, lisanda, likhuphuka. Yena uDokotela Smemeza ukuthi bona njengabodokotela they were expecting into enjalo. In actual fact, uthi yena kuyamangalisa ukuthi inombolo le it's not as high as they expected. Siphinde saphatha njalo udaba lwabantu abasabe goduka eZimbabwe, izalwane zeZimbabwe bona abaphila kwele Botswana, kwele South Africa, kwele Melika, kwele Ngilandi, kuthiwa yibo abaningi bangkhona abaletha lo mkhuhlane elizweni, ngesingizi sithi ama-imported cases. Ngimbuzile ngathi ngenxa lingakhumbuli lingakhohlwe phela zolukandaba ukuthi abantu laba uma sebegoduka eZimbabwe kumele bahlale for 21 days ema-quarantine centers. So ngimbuzile uDokotela Smemeza ukuthi kumele bahlale ema-quarantine centers in what kind of conditions? Number one, kumele kube lokuhlanzeka. It must be a very clean environment. Amanzi kumele abe khona. Njalo abantu kumele bathole phela ithuba lokupractice lokho okuthiwa yi-social distancing. Ukuthi lingamenyani lise whilst in one room. Siphinde saphatha njalo udaba lwenkohlakalo, sibone umnumzana uNick Mangwana ekhipha umlayezelo kuTwitter etshela phela uZulu ukuthi ema-quarantine centers sekulodaba lwenkohlakalo lapho abantu abadabuka kwele South Africa, kwele Botswana, njalo amazwe atshiyeneyo sebebuyela phela eZimbabwe. Ayi, sebebona siyezwa abanye sebekhalala besithi ama-conditions izinto kukhanya ngani azimanga kuhle, sebediza phela sebebhadala ukuthi bona bathola ithuba lokuphuma before i-21 days lezo. UDokotela Smemeza uthi lokho hayi, abantu please by all means try not to do that. Dr. Smemeza, now
yes, sir.
We have other people vari kudzoka zvakare munyika illegally to avoid the whole quarantine and so forth because some people feel it might be just too much. These people are not being tested vari kupinda musociety. Once again, how dangerous is something like that?
I think if people are not going are coming back and not passing through the system, I think that's a very dangerous scenario, and it also has a bearing in terms of where you're going and your family and people you're going to meet, because we need to be really strict, I think, as I have alluded to, in terms of how we monitor people who are coming in and out and how we test them and the type of test that we do so that we confirm whether you have it or not, and help to curve, to flatten the curve, so that there's no exponential increase in the virus. So if you just come back and you do not pass through the system, it becomes a bit difficult to follow up and monitor.
Mm-hmm. Now, before they come back into the country, regardless of whether it's legally or illegally, are they tested before they exit their host nations?
It depends where they are coming from. I know people who are coming from China and so forth were being given certificates that they've been tested and their COVID status. But if you are coming from another African country and so forth, it depends where you are coming from. If you have been tested the way where you were. So I think the scenarios are different for the different countries, depending on the availability of resources,
mm-hmm.
Which is what we are seeing.
Now, Tshilupanya Imwechete Yoyo, we've spoken to other doctors, and some of them suggest that this is now time for Zimbabwe to start considering Yoyataiti community testing or door-by-door testing, because there's some cases where you just can't manage it and we're not sure. What's your opinion on that?
No, I think if it were possible, we should have started community testing from day one, so that each and every individual knows their status and they know how to self-isolate and social distance. So I think it's we are already overdue when it comes to community testing. And you can see that most of the countries that are flattening the curve have been doing rampant testing. You might not be going, they might not be going through the community, but their hospitals are open for anyone to get tested. So I think we are now just, we're at that time whereby we need to do community testing, people know their status so that we get back to normal, like what we've been seeing in New Zealand and other countries.
What would it take for Zimbabwe to get to a stage and point that New Zealand is at right now?
I think what New Zealand has done is remarkable. Is that what they have written on paper, their standard that they have written on paper is actually what they've been doing in practicality. So we need to adhere to our procedures that we have designed for our country. And we need to adhere to them strictly. So if you see in New Zealand, they have been testing rampantly, and their borders and also their port of entries have been strict. No one is just entering and exiting without them noticing it. So we really need to adhere to what we have written on paper so that our systems are strong and rigid, and we contain this virus.
But now, in a case like that, does that mean that New Zealand has flattened the curve? Does that mean New Zealand has beat coronavirus? What does it mean?
Yes, if there are no new cases, it means they have now managed to flatten the curve. But it doesn't mean that it's done. So it means that they will continue monitoring, and if there's ever in another case that comes up, they are quick to detect the epicenter because there are not that many cases, so and then control it. So it means they've managed to control it, but it can go either way because of the infectivity of this virus.
Okay. Now, talking about Tanyaji, like the 21 days, right? We touched on the fact that they have to be quarantined for 21 days. If, let's say, for example, I receive my results on day 21, and on day 21 is when I find out the coronavirus.
Okay.
What would the procedure be from there? Does that mean that I have to stay in quarantine, or can I go home? And when I go home, in what conditions do I have to stay under?
Okay, so there are two things. It depends whether you have a place to go or not, and also the conditions that are at your home and the number of people that are there. Mm-hmm. Ideally, if you are not sick enough to get to hospital hospitalization, it's ideal to just stay in quarantine up until the symptoms resolve. But also, if you have symptoms that warrant you to be on oxygen, also to have a ventilator, or you are that sick, you then need to be hospitalized. And now, I think starting this week, Parinyatwa has opened its hospitalization center for COVID-19. Mm-hmm. So it depends on your symptomatology. It also depends on your social circumstances of where you are. Mm-hmm. And where you're going. But ideally, the quarantine centers as well should have isolation units for people who are then positive for COVID, okay, so that you don't spread to the rest of the people that are there. And also, some quarantine centers, I've seen one in private that they have also oxygen facility. such that they can help you transition to go to hospital.
Okay.
So these are all things that should be there at the quarantine center.
Okay. Now, I've been looking at some of the numbers as the cases come out, as released by the Ministry of Information and the Ministry of Health. And I realized when coronavirus started in Zimbabwe, Bulawayo and Harare were the biggest causes for concern. And now, as we've proceeded, Harare is now nearly 100 cases, active, well, not all active, but 100 coronavirus cases, and Bulawayo seem to level out. How do we explain this difference, this rise, when Harare skyrocketed and Bulawayo just leveled out?
Leveled out. So there are many confounding factors again. The question is, are we testing as much in Bulawayo as compared to Harare?
Okay.
That might be a factor. And also, as we all know, Harare, the population is a bit more. And also, the traffic in Harare is greater than compared to Bulawayo. So that's also another factor that might be making Harare have more cases than Bulawayo. But I think primarily we should go back to the basics and also analyze how many tests are being conducted in Bulawayo, how many centers are there to test people, and how is the private engagement in Bulawayo as compared to the one in Harare. So we can see that we can't come to a conclusion without having satisfied those different scenarios that are there to balance them out.
All right, hold on. Let me translate one more time, and then Teta Kushkav Magumo e Urukuru. So, Zulukanda Belemuzo Utokote Latino Tendas Memeza, Selayo Gushelo, Besiatinda Utaba, Lomkushane, where coronavirus, Loko Gwendralayo Elizoni, Siabona, in Nanabantu, Abalomkushane, where coronavirus, locally, Kuvela Pambili, Ali, Kupura. Asithintile udaba lwabantu abadabuka kwamanye amazwe abasebebuyela ekhaya abayizalwane zeZimbabwe abaphila kwele South Africa kwele Botswana endaweni ezijiyeneyo esingesingisithi ama-returnees. Angimbuzile ngathi njengoba eningi labo nxa sebebuyela eZimbabwe kumele bahlale phela ema-quarantine centers for 21 days. Kulabanye ngempela abathola ama-results abo. Ngimbuzile ngathi mina njengomuntu, let's say ngiyabuyela ekhaya ngiphila kule South Africa, sengithola ama-results ami, sengibona ukuthi on day 21 ngilawo umkhuhlane we-coronavirus. Lokhu kusho ukuthini? Ngilakho ukubuyela ekhaya na, or kumele ngisale phela khona ema-quarantine centers? U-Dr. Simemeza uthi kulama situations achiyeneyo, depends on ama-conditions akho. Nxa ungumuntu who can't breathe, obhekane ngenkinga eningi, hayi, yena uthi kulamanye ama-quarantine centers vele ngempela ama-ventilators nalokho okufunakalayo balakho. Kulezinye izikhathi lokuthi wena they keep you kodwa they prepare ukuthi wena usuhamba esibhedlela. So kulama situations achiyeneyo, it depends ngama conditions akho. Ngimbuzile ngempela njalo ukuthi kulabanye abasebengena eZimbabwe okungekho emthethweni. Lokho kusho ukuthini? Wathi abantu kumele bazame ngempela ngamandla bonke ungangeni elizweni okungekho emthethweni, ngenxa yokuthi nxa abantu bengakahlolwa asazivele ukuthi uzakwenzani emphakathini. Sithinte njalo udaba la khumbula phela kwele South Africa bake bakuzama lokhu kwaba door-to-door testing. Yena uthi uyakhuthaza uhulumende ukuthi azame ngamandla akhe wonke ukubona ukuthi laye ulakho ukuzama yini i-door-to-door testing, ngenxa yokuthi silakho phela ukusiza abantu, ukusiza uZulu kulesi sikhathi sesibhekana nama-situations achiyeneyo. Abanye bayangena elizweni okungekho emthethweni, lokunye okuchiyeneyo. Nxa sesihlola phela door-to-door, silakho ukubona ukuthi kulabantu abangaki abalalo umkhuhlane lo. Siphinde saphatha njalo udaba lokuthi sikhangela phela inombolo zabantu inani labantu abalomkhuhlane liyakhumbula lapha okwaqala i-coronavirus ku-elizweni abantu bekhalala besithi na i-corona isifikile ayeningi labantu babe sekhala bekhangela phela idolobha leHarare njalo kobulawayo manje sesibona phela kobulawayo inani labantu abalomkhuhlane we-coronavirus likhanya ngani hayi seli ngesingizi sithi it has stabilized kodwa ngale Harare sebefika phela almost ku-100 yena udokotela uthi hayi kuyahlupha ukukhuluma kanjalo ngenxa yokuthi uyazibuza ukuthi nathi sikhangela abantu inani labantu abasebehlolwe uthi yena ubona ngani njengoba eHarare naturally i-population yabantu kulabantu abaningi ukwedlula kobulawayo siyabona ukuthi kulabantu abaningi ngempela eHarare abasebehloliwe uthi hayi maybe ithuba lukhona lokuthi kobulawayo abantu are not being tested as much uphinde waphatha njalo udaba lwama-resources ngezinto ezitshiyeneyo sithi eHarare naturally i-traffic yabantu ababhode endaweni ezitshiyeneyo there's a lot more people sewena mazwikokota vana doctor muri zvikonawo sei zviri kuitika kunoku kuamerica tinonzwa madoctors akawanda vachityha vachiti vanhu vari kubuda neuwandu wavo vari kuratidzira and so forth even though vakapfeka mamask but inguva yecoronavirus imi muri zvionawo sei
I think for me because of the situation that is in America at the moment it's not ideal for from a medical point of view mm-hmm. but from a humanity and you point of view you can see that it's necessary and it was time for it to happen and it can't be delayed for say because sometimes the action needs to be then and there but right. from a medical point of view from the corona and how corona functions it's not the best of scenarios to be having protests
but like I said I've heard some people actually saying that as America should actually expect a second wave of coronavirus because of these instances. Is that a possibility?
It's a huge possibility.
Sithanda ukubonga uDokotela Thino Tenda Simemeza ngokungena kuhlelo. VOA Africa in Zimbabwe has moved to a new satellite. Listeners currently tuning in via Intelsat 20 can now also find us on SES 5 band and C-band transponders. You can still receive the VOA Southern Africa Zimbabwe audio on Intelsat 20, but the signal will be deactivated on June 30th, 2020. Continue counting on us for the latest news, music, sports, and more. Now with a better signal and a better sound. VOA Africa in Zimbabwe, your best source for news and information. Tochipinda munyaya dzezvikoro asikangela kwele South Africa ku South Africa uko zvikoro zvakavhurwa nezuro gatinzwei zvizere from our VOA correspondent in South Africa Anita Powell.
This will be a first day of school like no other, as South African students begin to slowly trickle back after more than 9 weeks away under government coronavirus precautions, closing schools. Schools were set to open on June 1st, but Basic Education Minister Angie Motshekga said Monday that schools would not be ready before June 8th. But like any other first day, there's excitement and nerves.
I am a bit nervous, though. But I'm ready. I'm ready to go back. I would like to go back. I feel the strength of an educator lies mostly in a classroom. I'm ready. I'm ready to go back. Our school has been properly sanitized. All the precautions have been taken.
RB teaches 12th grade English at a high school in the northern Limpopo province. Government-funded schools like hers, of which there are about 25,000, are taking a staggered approach, with 7th and 12th graders returning first. According to medical experts, the kids are going to be, medically at least, all right. They're still developing respiratory systems don't give the virus enough to stick to, say experts, and they tend not to be super spreaders.
If children get COVID-19, the disease is usually asymptomatic or mild, so these children don't usually require to go to hospital, but we should also, again, be careful in the very young children who are not schoolgoers and also those children who have other diseases that may put them at a slightly higher risk for getting COVID-19 and therefore more severe disease.
But education advocates say they don't expect the transition to be smooth.
And it would be a mistake to think that learners and teachers are just going to arrive on the first day of school and it's going to be all systems go in every school. It's going to be inevitable that there are going to be challenges related to learning. You have the possibility that there are outbreaks in specific schools. So to just assume that once schools reopen, it's business as usual would be a mistake.
Ready or not, school is back in session. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
All right then, Muriel Zimbabwe, you just heard that from Anita Powell, VOA correspondent, Aruko Ku South Africa. South Africa, Zikoro Javurwa. So now let's head over to Ngatinzweka kuti kuZimbabwe chichiri kunyatsoitika. Tikuona kuti sangano reZimsec riri kugadzirira kunyora examination. This has led to students vachiti hurumende vachikurudzira hurumende kuti ngaimbomira. Asi vari kukurudzira hurumende kuti one ngavambomira to see that Zimbabwe can get to a stage and point whereby the COVID numbers are manageable. Number two, they're urging government that they need to make sure that schools are in a clean condition. Let's head over to Zinasu President Vatakuzwa Ngadzore to hear ukuthi yena ukubona njani lokho kwenzakalayo elizweni.
Hakuna muprofita anoziva kuti denda rashura pasi rose richapera rini. Ndichinge ndataura zvakadai. Ndiri kuedza kutsanangudza kuti vadzidzi hongu vanofanira kuenderera mberi nedzidzo yavo. Asika, zvonditora kuenda panyaya yangu yechipiri. Danho rekuti vadzidzi vakurumidze kuenda kuchikoro haridi kuitwa nechimbi chimbi. Idano runofanira kutarisiswa tichitarisa nyaya yekutanga kuti nyaya dzeutano ngadzigadziriswe. Upenyu hwevana vari kuenda kuzvikoro upenyu hwakakosha vana vanetarisiro ramangwana. Saka ngazvigadziriswe.
Vabereki pamwe chete nemasangano anomirira vadzidzi munyika vari kugunongona nedanho iri vachiti kuvhura zvikoro zvichiitira kuti vana vanonyora maexaminations zvichaita kuti chirwere checoronavirus chitekeshere munyika. Tikatarisa nyika dzakafanana neSouth Africa neZuru vakavhura zvikoro. Saka tichiona nyika yakafanana neSouth Africa ichivhura zvikoro, chii chinozoita kuti Zimbabwe itadze kudaro?
Hongu masangano anomirira vadzidzi nevabereki vane mvumo yekugununa. Hatingazvifananidzi nedzimwe nyika. Isu pachedu tagara tiri nyika ine vadzidzi vari kudya nhoko dzezvironda. Nyaya dzekuwanikwa kwezvifambiso hadzisati dzatariswa. Nyaya dzezvichadyiwa nevana vari kuenda nekuti haasi yatingati pachirungu maobject. Saka kuratidza kugununa kutoratidza kuti vabereki venyika yeZimbabwe vabereki vanofunga ramangwana neutano hwevana vavo.
Dzidzi kuti vaendere mberi vachigadzirira kunyora maexaminations avo asi havana mukana yekukurukura nevarairidzi vavo uyezve vazhinji havana mikana yekushandisa danho remutande iyo yatinoti e-learning. Pane zvingaitwa here kubatsira vechidiki vari kusangana nedambudziko iri?
Hongu kukurudzira vadzidzi vari kumaprimary kuti vaenderere mberi mukuverenga vachishandisa masaisai hakuna kuipa. Asika, zvinhu zvakanaka kuti hurumende itarisise zvinhu zvitatu. Chekutanga, kune vana vanazvo zvekushandisa kuti vaende pamasaisai. Asi kuenda pamasaisai kwava kudhura, upfumi hwenyika hwakaparara. Chechipiri, kune vasina zvekuendesa pamasaisai. Chechitatu, kune vanazvo asi vari kumaruwa. Vari vana vanokodzerawo kunge vachawanawo dzidzo seavo vari kumadhorobha. Saka zvinhu zvinofanira kugadziriswa nehurumende.
Zenasu President Takudzwa Ngadzore vari kuti patinobata nyaya yezvekuvhurwa kuchikoro, whether or not schools should open, ngavambomira. Ndikubona njani loko kwenzakalayo elizweni? +12024650318 WhatsApp lingakhohle zilungandaba musakanganwe munokwanisa kutiudzawo maondo enyu. Now let's head over to LSU student Lupane State University student Usilibaziso tells us ukuthi yena ukubona njani lokho kwenzakalayo elizweni. Siyambuza njalo Usilibaziso ukuthi does she think schools should open, yay or nay? Let's hear.
Okay, so I can say like right now as students there's really a lot going on. I mean, looking at a lockdown, this is like, you know, a whole national thing, and so you find that now, like in our case, what happened was we were actually going into our mid-semester break, which was for 2 weeks. And then the next thing, you know, we just knew we were not going back. So vele bashe bathi, no, adiphenduki, you know, so we locked down and this is the situation. So you find that obviously, you know, you've got a lot going on your mind. And really the biggest challenge was, you know, the disruption of studies. So in my case, as a final year student, again, you know, you're thinking, since I played there, you know, and you've got that excitement to finish, but, you know, really get this disruption. And you've got, you know, your dissertation or slash thesis or however you guys term it there. You know, you need to do your research, and that's also a challenge because organizations have also closed. Mm-hmm. So students on attachment as well. Yeah, that was also quite a challenge. And then you also find that there was now then the idea of online learning as well. But then unfortunately, you know, the side one, mobile data is very expensive. Like, it data equela
uh-huh.
You know, it's difficult too, which is just to afford your WhatsApp and things like that. And, you know, not everyone's got access to internet. And really, you know, it's not the world's greatest internet. That's the honest truth. You know, so, yeah, there are those deficiencies as well at the end of the day. So e-learning then became difficult, you know, pretty much impossible. So our e-learning platform was, you know, communicating with lecturers through groups on WhatsApp, really. Yeah.
You mentioned then, really interesting, before you continue, with your final year student.
Yeah.
And Ubusi, you know, same figure, since they are clear to bed. Now, situation, how does this disrupt your studies?
Okay, well, I can say from a personal perspective, I think I could pretty much say I almost pretty much went, like, you know, into a state of depression, you know, in the sense that you're in this momentum, you're moving, you know, your mind is saying right, and says kodong, and says kodong, and the next thing, boom, you know, you're expected to stay at home. So that quick termination, you know, and the mind having to adjust to always being indoors, that's very difficult. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't even see your friends, you don't even know. There's so much uncertainty to it, really. Because even right now, we are working on, like, a process of uncertainty, really. So it was, okay, these are the tentative dates, but then, you know, anything can happen, you know, so... That's pretty frustrating. So, you know, as a final year student, like, for us, graduation is in October. So you're looking forward to that moment. But now there's COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So really, I don't know what it is. Like, am I in school or am I going to go and graduate? You know, things like that. So there's a lot of mental pressure. Yeah.
They're looking to reopen his college. You as a student, how do you feel about that?
From my perspective and that of my fellow students as well, we've got mixed feelings about this whole thing, you know, because actually in our scenario, you'll find that at least for tertiary educations, we're more or less confirmed that, okay, we can open. So we started today, and then some will be starting on the 15th. And then I heard there's another university, I think, that had already started on the 1st of June. You know, that's how they're rolling things out. But really, there's that element of having mixed feelings, because right now, as we're thinking of going back to school, and my cases lower that are being recorded. We're having new cases. And then you also get, like, we had the situation where, like, our campuses and some schools as well, some high schools were used as quarantine facilities for the returnees. So now you're wondering, okay, is the school going to be able to fumigate? Are we going to be safe? When are these people going to leave? Are we having more people coming? You know, such elements really at the end of the day. So that's a concern. That's pretty much, you know, like the no part. It's really worrying, you know. And I think boiling down to secondary school and, you know, lababantwana abancane abase primary, it's difficult for us, you know, as fully grown adults to social distance. You know, it's one of those, we're now used to wearing our masks, but then you think, oh, there's my friend. And then you're like, okay, mm-hmm. by the way, 1 meter, 2 meters.
Mm-hmm.
what about these little ones? But then again, I think from the perspective of a final year student, I would say that, especially for exam students, I really think it's okay as long as we have all protocols in place at our schools and even personally. I think we can try and, you know, see how we can social distance and just see how, you know, lectures go.
So, Zimbabwe, Moshe Liamuzwa, Usilibazi, so, ulabanya bathi hayi ngempela silakho ukubuyela isikolo kulabanye abathi masime kancane uthintile njalo udaba lokufunda ebesebenzisa inkundla zokuxhumana besebenzisa ubulembu obe-internet esithi bona njengabafundi hayi babhekane lo dubo ngempela ngoba i-data iyabiza imali eningi okumangalisayo. Athuzeyo maundre +12024650318 ndiyo namba yekutifonela kana muchida kutiudzawo maundrenyu. Musakanganwe mhuri yeZimbabwe tine urombo chirongwa ichi chamuri kuteerera is not a live program. Zvisinei tiri pano pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki uhlelo The Connection. Munokwanisa kutiudzawo maundrenyu pa WhatsApp pa namba dzinoti Plus 1 2019 just signal gezaimaoko 2019 is the number to call. Kana mchida kuona ruzivo ruzhinji pamusoro pezvechirwere checoronavirus. Now let's head over to the last segment esiilayo namhla kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Earlier on ndakudza kuti nathi nichironga tikubata zvinhu zvitatu, we're touching three different things. Into yokuqala sithintile sixoxe lo Dr. Tinotenda Simemeza where he was telling us more about lokho okwenzakalayo elizweni coronavirus related. Siphinde sathinta njalo udaba lwesikolo sikhangele ukuthi kwele South Africa bakavula zvikoro nezuro bavulile izikolo njalo sixoxe labasakhulayo elizweni sibabuza phela ukuthi sibona bakubona njani. Sixoxe lo Thaphuzwa Ndadzore owenhlanganiso yezinaso othi hayi uhulumende kumele aqhubekele phambili ema kancane, government should wait until baona ukuthi ma-COVID cases are manageable, uyezve you know they have now installed all precautionary measures muzvikoro which can now lead to our schools opening. Success again uhlandla lokugcina our last segment of uhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Vhiki rapfuura takakuratidzai zvanga zvichiitika kuAmerica apo vechidiki vanga vachibuda neuwandu hwavo vachiratidzira they were all going out in their large numbers protesting against racial inequality and also they were calling for justice for George Floyd's family. Now, Muria Zimbabwe update all police that were involved in the incident. I have been, arrested. Kodwa lokhu sithinta udaba lokuthi kanti ukutshengisela sekuphelile na. Washington DC today as we speak has entered day 12. Vechidiki vari kubuda neuwandu hwavo vachiratidzira. Now, VOA correspondent Jason Paxington spoke to a defense attorney in who's based in the United States of America in New York. whereby this defense attorney was saying, Uwuti, it is now time for us, Uwuti, the American government should now take measures in ensuring, Uwuti, the police service works better, and one of them is to ensure, Uwuti, they don't receive as much money as they do. Let's hear, Uwuti, what did Jason Patsinkin have to say in an interview that he had with Scott Hickinger, defense attorney based in New York.
I think a lot of people, maybe most people, even might think the idea of any city, let alone a major one, existing without a police force. And they might think about this as shocking. But as a public defender for close to a decade and seeing what I've seen, I think it's far more shocking that we've continued to allow our governments to invest billions annually in what has been a failed strategy that undermines public health, that fails to solve crime, that inflicts generational emotional and physical violence on predominantly Black and brown communities. And on top of that, doesn't even make communities safer. The reality is that police are just not very good at doing what we want them to do, which is solve crime. We've tried reforming police. 2014 through 2016, we went through a whole round of reforms that are continuing to today. Things like body cameras, calling for police accountability, calling for more training, the Department of Justice coming into states and investigating and overseeing local police forces. And these reforms just don't work. I think we need, and I think more people are starting to realize, that we need a page one rewrite. There's fear about what that looks like, but people are not being kept safe now. I think the downside and the risk would just be keeping the status quo.
Looking at some of your personal experiences, why do you think that it is necessary to defund or even get rid of police departments?
I think of the young 19-year-old boy in court who I was representing, literal tears in his eyes, scared to go to his corner store to pick up a sandwich for fear of being harassed by those same police again, stopped and frisked. I think about all those black eyes, scratch marks, broken bones, ripped clothes and bruises, and the lies that police over and over again tell to justify their excessive use of force. I think about the big lies, like the 43-year-old Latino man who I served, that officers claimed tried to run them over with his car and then was charged with a violent felony that could have jailed him for 15 years if investigators on my team didn't get video. Or I think about the 51-year-old black man who had a gun literally planted on him and he faced the same amount of time and was jailed pre-trial. I think about every single one of the thousands of people I met, and the majority of people are coming through the system, arrested for things that arise out of substance abuse disorder, from poverty, from homelessness, from mental health issues, who would have been better served in communities better helped if better addiction and mental health services, poverty alleviation, affordable housing existed, instead of the billions spent to policing public health issues. And lastly, I think about the dangerous lack of accountability. So I think about that police officer I cross-examined in one of my first trials who literally laughed when I asked him how many times he had been sued. The bottom line is what I have seen and what I've heard and what my colleagues have seen and heard and experienced of the people we represent, it's become clear that American policing is just broken beyond repair.
So, Muri Zimbabwe, you just heard there from Umnumzana Ube Tintaphela Udaba lokho okwenzakalayo lapha kwele Melika. Now, let's also head over to the Americans themselves. Sizwe ukuthi kahle kahle bona bathini ngalokho okwenzakalayo kwele Melika. We hear ukuthi ama protests alokho eqhubekela phambili. Now, a lot of people are also wondering ukuthi kanti kungani, why are these protests still continuing? Now, let's hear ukuthi abasakhulayo bona bathini.
I'm going to say something that's very real. This thing, it starts with white people, and I'm telling you right now, it doesn't start with black people in the communities and Hispanics. Thank you all for coming, right? Thank you. But this starts with white people taking accountability for other white people. You have to stop your labor. You, and then it trickles down, all right? Because you have to understand you're at the top of the system right now. If you start, the chain starts at the top and goes down, all right? I say we must start at the top. And second, I just want to say these two names. I'm about to graduate tomorrow. I'm in the high school. Didn't get to graduate. Trayvon Martin didn't get to graduate. you look black. I wear my do-rag, and I see people that judge me. I don't care. Let black people express themselves, all right? Just because they express themselves, express yourself. You know, protest before you know it.
So, Mudi Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from the youth of America. Now, let's also head over to another report that was done by Mnumzana, VOA correspondent Deepak Dobal. Lapo, he was speaking to a scholar of racial issues based in Washington, D.C. You know, with Kasusa Nyembela, we'll see what is going on and why are these protests still going on. Is it something that's just a case of Abantu be konona, be kala because of what happened to George Floyd, or is it something else?
August 28, 1963, I have a dream, Martin Luther King Jr., the March on Washington for jobs and freedom. Wow. We still have that dream. That's what we're still fighting for, jobs and freedom. African Americans in this country are frustrated, absolutely frustrated. The cruelty that was on display, Floyd and being kneeled into, and that police officer's knee behind his neck suffocating him, and we're watching his death juxtaposed against years and years of similar protests, really shows that we haven't moved all that far away from those moments. And so people are just frustrated. They said, my father had to deal with this. My mother had to deal with it. My great-grandmother had to deal with this. And it's still upon us. When will it end?
Justice! Now! Justice! Now!
Protest in 2020 is different in this regard. You had a major health crisis in COVID. The places in which black people are dying at a higher rate are places with lower housing quality, are places with higher unemployment, higher incidence of racial discrimination in the job market, higher levels of discrimination in the housing market. All of these factors that policy created. Policy made black communities more vulnerable to the spread of COVID. So that, and that's been made obvious. And so that this moment has, you know, just punctuated the role that structural inequality plays in our life. For me, this is not an academic exercise. I've been there. I understand it. I grew up in Wilkinsburg, Pennsylvania, a small black municipality. My father was incarcerated, and he was murdered in prison.
You heard it there for yourselves, Amuri Zimbabwe. Zuzara Zha America, I'm going to tell Rao, Kuti Chi, Kuti Gautrabudene, Wandu, Vachira Tizira. Earlier on, you heard from the youth, be Kala, be City, isn't as manga bushe, be Vachiti, they now want here, it's not Nechurungu, a racial equality. Pakatewa no atema, Varungu, Malatino, Munu wese anogara muno mu America zvisinei nokuti what is the color of your skin anzi vave kuda equality vari kuchema vachiti it has been happening for a very long time. So chudzawo maonero enyu pamusoro pezviri kuitika kuno kuAmerica, mochudzawo zvakare maonero enyu pamusoro penyaya dzatatinadzo nhasi muchirongwa. +12024650318 is the number to call, to text kana kuti tumirawo ma voice notes. Hi, mtshakazi moshe Zimbabwe moshe sesifikile maphutseleni ohlelo namhlanje sasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Nhasi muchirongwa tanga chibata nyaya yezvechirwere checoronavirus. Sitinde njalo udaba lokuvhulwa kwesikolo. Siyabona njalo inhlanganiso yeZimsec baloko beqhubekela phambili preparing for ama examinations ukuthi uhulumende angathi yebo sesiyavula bona sebe ready. Kodwa abafundi bathi kumele sime kancane. Siyabona phela ama COVID cases aloko eqhubekela phambili achingokwira hanzi ngatimbomirai kusvika nyaya yeCovid yapera munyika. Tikuona zvakare kuno kuzviri kuitika kuno kuAmerica, siyabona abantu avasakulayo vapume ngobunengi babo kuno kuDC tasvika paday 12 vechidiki vemuAmerica vachibuda neuwandu hwavo vachiratidzira vachiti pasi ne racism, pasi ne racism. Zvekare vari kuda justice for George Floyd, avo vaive munhu mutema akaurawa nemapurisa kuMinnesota kwamapurisa machena. So ile ludaba ebesilalo namhla kuhlelo umthakazo omuhle Zimbabwe omuhle sesifikile emaphethelweni ohlelo namuhla. Sizohlangana ngevikezayo lapha kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo phano panefenyiro yeStudio 7. Anokone kayini mfaro olivalisayo ngenjabulo. Igama lami nguMike Hobe, umthakazo omuhle Zimbabwe omuhle. Bye bye.